It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch Ice Cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more. More.
6-0 Brewers as we head to the seventh inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Easton McGee stays on the mound. Some other changes, though, and to tell you about them, here's Josh Mauer.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. It's going to be Owen Miller leading off against McGee. He takes a strike. Vinny Capra has come out of the game from second base, and Jackson Churio has left the game from right field. Juan Baez playing second, Luis Castillo playing right. A swing and a miss by Miller. Quickly, nothing in two. That's a curveball there. Easton McGee had a 1-2-3 sixth inning, trying to keep this shutout bid going in the home spring training finale. Tall right-hander with an 0-2, and Miller takes down and away. Mequon's own, Owen Miller, 0-for-2. He reached on an error last time, though. Easton McGee. He's had an impressive spring in these big league spring training games. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking with a fastball right over the outside corner. Second strikeout for McGee. Ortho ASAP. You could start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Along with Lane Grindle, I'm Josh Mauer. Hope you've had a great weekend. Kent Sommerfeld, our producer-engineer. This is the final home game at American Family Fields of Phoenix this spring. The Brewers lead Colorado 6-0 in the seventh with one out. Keston Hira batting, fouled off the first pitch. The 0-1, swing and a foul back into the screen, 0-2. Trying to end the home portion of the spring slate with a win. Brewers struck early and often against the prospect right-handed pitcher for Colorado, Chase Dolander. All six runs against him. 0-2 pitch. Hira fouls back into the screen again from Easton McGee. Home runs from Jackson Churio and then Vinny Capra, who just left the game. Celebrating, learning he made an opening day roster, Vinny. Hit a home run off the left fielder's glove. Brewers pitching, Elvin Rodriguez, Jared Koenig, Tyler Alexander, Easton McGee, who delivers, strike three called over the outside corner to Hira. Got him looking. Couple of backwards K's in the seventh for Easton. He's retired all five to come up against him and three on Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Two out in the seventh for the catcher Braxton Fulford. If the Brewers win this game, they'll win six of their last seven home games this spring. I was counting. Called strike one on Fulford, who's 0-for-2. Just keep those winning ways going when we get to the other American Family Field. Easton McGee, former Tampa Bay Ray. The pitch. Little up and away on Fulford, 1-1. You liked my stat.
I mean.
I had to really churn for that one.
You did.
I thought, you know, they've been winning a lot of the games here.
They have, yeah.
Chopper foul up the third baseline, 1-2. McGee's got a chance to strike out the side in order.
Always good to feel validated, right, to your suspicion.
And if you're curious, Brewers are 8-5 in home games in the Cactus League. Two out, nobody on in the seventh. Strike three called on Fulford. Easton McGee, backwards K, backwards K, backwards K. Got them all three looking. Time to stretch. It is 6-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Guys?
It's Woodman's.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Everybody's all stretched out. American Family Fields of Phoenix, 6-0 Brewers. We go to the home seventh. Hedbert Perez will greet the new pitcher. Hard-throwing Jaden Hill, a right-hander, will not make the big league bullpen coming out of spring training. He can really bring it, though. And Hill misses up to Hedbert, batting left-handed with ball one. Seth Halverson, an impressive 1-2-3 sixth inning, struck out two of the three that he faced, hitting 100 on the gun. It's a breaking ball. Their change. Squibbed foul by Hedbert Perez, 1-1. This is the fourth pitcher of the day for Colorado. Jaden Hill kicks in the 1-1. Perez takes outside corner with another change, 1-2. Speaking of changes, the new shortstop for the Rockies, Dion Jorge. And the previous shortstop, Aaron Shunk, moved over to third base. Owen Miller's out of the game. See you, Owen. 1-2 pitch. Very high, 2-2. Good to see Owen. All right, we're about to have a winner and guess the attendance. 6,843. We were low.
I was right on it.
Foul back into the screen by Perez, 2-2. We never got Kent's guess on the air, but he had written down 52.25, which makes him the winner.
Yeah, he went $1. He did a little over a dollar higher than Josh. What did I say? I said 48-something, didn't I?
You did.
There was 2,000 people I wasn't accounting for.
High hard one from Hill, swinging a miss by Perez. He struck him out. One gone in the home seventh. The seventh inning stretch has been sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Island Resort and Casino, the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com.
I forgot to count the people on the third base side of the field. That was my problem. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have had it.
You were stuck with just half the ballpark. David Garcia took over for William Contreras as the catcher today. Occupying the cleanup spot, batting for a first time. He takes ball one. Had great crowds here last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Really great crowds consistently for the last couple of weeks. It's been awesome to see.
And, you know, honestly, this is a really great spring venue. Garcia hits it on the ground to second. Hard hit, but on a hop, played by Julio Carreras. And then he throws out Garcia, two gone. Carreras' second inning, playing second base. And Jaden Hill One out away from a 1-2-3 inning. Gareth Mitchell staying in for a fourth AB. 0-for-3 with two Ks thus far for Garrett. 6-0 Brewers, bottom seven. Sam McWilliams getting ready to pitch the eighth when we get there for the crew. Pitch to Mitchell, outside, ball one. Reese Hoskins, who's also played the whole game, is in the on-deck circle. He wants to get another AB. See if Mitchell can get him up there. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Garrett takes low, 2-0. Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Two out. Nobody aboard in the 2-0. Mitchell, big swing, but he fouled back 96 over the screen. The opener is coming on Thursday in the Bronx. The home opener is a week from tomorrow. 31st of March at American Family Field. Hill's 2-1 pitch swung through. High, hard one. Mitchell a little tardy, 2-2. Brewers and Yankees have announced the starting pitching plans for that first series. Peralta versus Carlos Rodon. The opener Thursday afternoon. 2-2 pitch. Mitchell, line drive, second base, caught by Carreras right at him. That was hit hard. 111 miles an hour off of Garrett's bat. He'll like that swing. And Adam ball right at him. We go to the eighth. 6-0. The Brewers, and Lane Grindle takes us home with the play-by-play on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Eighth inning time. Sam McWilliams, the new pitcher. Brewers shutting out Colorado through 7-6-0. And Lane Grindle's got two more innings of play-by-play at American Family Fields of Phoenix.
All right. Thank you very much. Josh Aaron Shunk still in the game. He moved to third base in the bottom of the seventh. He's the batter. And he takes outside from the new pitcher, Sam McWilliams. Some other changes for you defensively for the crew that we'll get you caught up on. 1-0 pitch to Shunk. That caught the outside edge. And it's 1-1. Ethan Murray's the new shortstop. Luke Adams in the game at third base. And Yofery Rodriguez is now the center fielder for the crew. McWilliams 1-1 is down and away with a cut fastball. And it's 2-1 on Shunk. Two-one pitch. And he laid off a pitch down and away. 3-1 now on Shunk. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org. Down and away, and he walked him. So a leadoff walk to Shunk, and the leadoff man's aboard for the Rockies here in the eighth. And that will get Tyler Freeman to the plate. That's liunawisconsin.org. And feel the power. So here's Freeman, who's gone the distance. He started at second base. He's since moved out to center field. And he is 1-for-3 so far in this contest. The pitch. Bouncer deep in the hole at short. Backhanded by Murray. Throws to second for one. And dug out of the dirt by Baez to get that out. And secure the put out of Shunk. Nice play in the middle infield by the Brewers. Freeman reaches on the fielder's choice. He's at first with one out for Zach Veen. Reese Hoskins is still in the game. It's how many times do you anticipate you'll see Reese Hoskins on the dirt with the three other infielders that are out there right now for the crew? That's the beauty of spring training. McWilliams brings home the pitch, and Veen lines one into right, and coming in and making a nice sliding catch is Luis Castillo. Made a good read on that. Had to come straight in on it and make a decision. Am I going to catch it, or am I going to let it drop in front of me? And he deduced that he could get there in time, and he did. And now here is warming Bernabéu. If he gets a couple of hits, is there any doubt that you have to say he's warming up? He's hot at the plate. Toss to first and back in time is Freeman.
It's a mandate.
I feel like it is, right? You're really not even being creative in saying that. It's right there for you. There goes the runner. Pitches in the dirt. Throw from Garcia is not in time. Good attempt on the tag by Juan Baez as he tried to get a tag on the feet of Freeman as he slid past him, but was unable to do so. So stolen base for Freeman. And runner at second now with two outs. And a 1-0 count on Bernabéu. The pitch is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Fastball at 94 from McWilliams. Top of the eighth inning, 6-0 crew. Right-handed hitter is Bernabéu. And the pitch. That missed low with a curveball. Might have been one that you would challenge. We're not even going to be talking about challenges, though, after tomorrow. We will have the challenges available to us tomorrow, and then they go bye-bye. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter down and away, and Bernabéu was out in front. Two balls and two strikes. The count on the Rockies' first baseman. McWilliams brings home the pitch. That's down and away with a slider. And the count runs full at 3-2. Runner at second is Freeman. And the 3-2 pitch from McWilliams missed low with a slider. And he walked him. So a couple of walks in the inning for McWilliams. So now first and second and two away. And it'll be Taylor Aguilar to hit here for the Rockies, taking over in the spot that was previously occupied by Jordan Beck. Brewers and Yankees will play three in New York, opening day on Thursday, then an off day Friday. Looked like he committed to that breaking ball in on the back foot, and he did. So Aguilar down a strike. It's 0-1. Off day Friday. Friday looks like a beautiful day, by the way. So not bad weather in New York for opening day standards. Looks like it has a shot to hit 50 on Thursday. 0-1. Breaking ball missed outside, and it's one ball and one strike. I think we would take anything in the 50s on opening day in New York, you'd be okay with.
I mean, every year it feels like opening day is earlier and earlier in the calendar year. So if you're in March in the Northeast, 50s. That sounds good.
1-1 is down and in. With a slider, it's two balls and one strike. A lot of day games to start the year. It's going to feel like an extension of spring training a little bit in that way. All day games in New York, and then, of course, the home opener. 2-1, chopped foul at the plate. That got a piece of Aguilar in the box, and he's hobbled a little bit, so he's going for a little walk, trying to get some feeling back. 2-2 is the count here on Aguilar. Then you'll have a night game, that second game of the homestand, then a day game, because it's a getaway day for Kansas City on that Wednesday. So a lot of day baseball coming up to start the year, and that's typically the case. You have a lot of day games in that first week and a half, as everybody gets their home openers out of the way. You have some off days built in there too. 2-2 from McWilliams. This is a fly ball into center, very playable. Yofury Rodriguez moving in and casually underneath of it, squeezes it for the final out of the inning. McWilliams puts up a zero despite a couple of walks in the top of the eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth we go. 6-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Jay.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Phoenix. It's a 6-0 Brewers lead. New catcher is in for Colorado, Jose Cordova. And a new third baseman in there, Braylon Wimmer. And Caleb Hobson is in center field. And the new pitcher is left-hander Evan Justice. His first pitch to Reese Hoskins. Misses outside of a fastball at 93. It's 1-0. Hoskins pops it up foul, back and out of play. Behind home plate, 1-1. And E.J. Andrews Jr. is in right. The 1-1. Missed outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Do you think E.J. stands for, like, Eric Jr.? And then he goes by E.J. Andrews Jr. Are there 2 juniors in there maybe somewhere? Potentially. Swing and a miss. Had a changeup on the outside edge. It's 2-2.
No, I think it's short for Evan Justice, the pitcher. Just took his initials.
Don't think that's
two
right.
EJs.
I don't think that's right. 2-2 pitch. Hoskins pokes it foul and out of play first base side. Chances are it's not. It probably just stands for something else. I mean, obviously it doesn't stand for Evan Justice, but I mean, chances are that Jay is maybe not junior in EJ, but a lot of times that's what it is, right? Somebody's called Eric Jr. and then they go by EJ. Two pitch, breaking ball, hit into center, backing up a little bit is Hobson. He's back there to make the catch, and there's one away. And now Luke Adams. Adams, pretty good prospect for the Brewers. Corner infielder, can play third or first. Brewers have a couple of guys that are exciting that can play some corner infield. Eric Batanti's gotten a lot of good looks over here in camp over the course of this year. Just a 19-year-old kid that has a big-time upside as Adams takes a ball low, and it's 1-0. Pitch. That's right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. So Adams in there, and Ethan Murray is in the on-deck circle. We love this about Pat Murphy. It's all straight-up changes. That helps us so much as we're trying to keep up with all the changes in the final innings of a spring training game. Two balls and one strike after that pitch missed from Justice. And now the 2-1 to Adams. Popped him up. Foul territory, first base side. This one's going to find the seats. Hits on top of the Brewers' first base dugout and then bounces up to some fans who make a nice play. 2-2 on Luke Adams. Brewers jumped out early. They were up 3-0 after three. And then they had a three spot in the bottom of the fourth, and that's been all the scoring so far in this one. 2-2 pitch, and Adams took high. Count is full. Well, great day for a shandy down here in Phoenix, folks. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. 3-2 pitch is popped up foul and out of play down the first base line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Six nothing Brewers, bottom of the eighth inning. 3-2 is fouled straight back into the net. And the count remains full on Luke Adams. Adams, if you follow the Brewers minor leagues, he's kind of a household name. He's been around for a couple of years. Takes a called third strike. Adams didn't like the call, but he strikes out looking. And there's two down now. He spent last year in Wisconsin and got on base a ton. 78 walks. Hit by 40 pitches last year, Luke Adams. Can you believe that?
Magnet.
Here's Ethan Murray. One hopper to short. Jorge up with it, throws to first in time. And the inning is over. So Brewers go down in order in the bottom of the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. 6-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches. Available in vanilla and black cherry.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah. 6-0 Brewers as we head to the ninth inning. Blake Holub to take over on the mound for the crew. He'll try to get these final three outs.
and put the finishing touches on spring training at American Family Fields of Phoenix for the fans. Brewers do have one more Cactus League game tomorrow afternoon against the Rockies over at Talking Stick. We'll have a webcast of that one for you. This is our final radio broadcast of spring training. Julio Carreras leads off against Holub here in the top of the ninth inning, and Holub misses upstairs. It's 1-0. Holub has such a unique delivery. He's straight over the top, and you just don't see that much of that anymore in baseball. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. And because you don't see it very often, it probably could lead itself to be a little bit of an uncomfortable AB for right-handed hitters. He kind of hides the baseball until he's about ready to let go of it. 1-1, and it is a very downhill delivery as that one misses low. It's two balls and one strike. Holub, of course, as you know, was acquired in the Mark Canha trade before last season. Pitched well in Double A last year. 2-1. Popped up. Right side. It's going to drift out into right field. Going out is Baez, the second baseman, but he is called off by Castillo, who makes the catch. And there is one away. And this is Dian Jorge.
Take a look at Holub this spring. This is the seventh game he's gotten into. Still hasn't given up a run. Now six full innings. Pat Murphy has singled him out as a pitcher that's impressed him.
Yeah, and he's right there, right? Like knocking on that doorstep as somebody that could help the Brewers at some point this year. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Brewers used, what, 37 different pitchers last year? I mean, that number is going to be big again. That's just the nature of doing business in 2025 as a Major League Baseball team. You're going to run through some arms. 0-1 is over but low, one ball and one strike. You know, it used to be the retort would be, well, you know, is a guy on the 40-man roster? You'd always ask that, right? And I'm not even talking about Holub in particular, just in general. That's not as big of a deal as it used to be. Ground ball, left side, diving is Murray. Can't get to it. It trickles into center field for a base hit for Jorge. And he's aboard with one out now. Obviously, you have to be on the 40-man in order to be able to be activated on the 26-man. That's not the point. The point is that the 40-man changes so much, and there's so many different moves you can make with the injured list. If you 60-day a guy or if you want to DFA a guy, there's always a lot of fluidity at the bottom of that 40-man roster, maybe spots 37 through 40. So whether you're on the 40-man or not, it matters, but that can change in the blink of an eye. As Chris Hook is out to talk to Holub a little bit here.
If they need you, they will find a 40-man roster spot for you.
That's right.
And the Brewers will, in fact, need and use a lot of pitchers, as you said. And they don't make any two ways around the fact that they know they need to use so much of the organizational depth in order to have the kind of seasons that they've been able to accomplish.
Yeah. Brewers had 33 pitchers in camp. Holub was not one of them, but he's been over here and pitched a lot over the course of spring training. Toss to first. They almost got him, but Jorge back in there in time. Former 15th round pick by Detroit in the 2021 draft. Here's Keston Hira, and he takes up and in. And it's 1-0. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, you are simply ignoring what we've been telling you every day during spring training. It's award-winning. It is a great... It can even be a condiment for, like, you're using your sausage as an example. Half-hearted swing and a miss from Hira. And it's 1-1. You could spread maybe some of that Asiago cheese on top of the brat. And, wow, you have dressed it up beautifully. It's delicious. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream, though. You're going to need that for dessert. Maybe a sandwich, maybe a pint. Maybe both. If you really want to treat yourself, if it's cheat day, swing and a miss for Hira. And it's 1-2 on Keston. One on, one out, top of the ninth inning, a 6-0 Brewers lead. Blake Holub trying to put the finishing touches on this one.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck out Hira. And there's two away. Yeah, Holub is impressed this spring. I don't think you can say anything other than that about him. So here's Jose Cordova. He represents the last chance for the Rockies here this afternoon. Holub's pitch. He's over but low with a cutter, and it's 1-0.
Lane, in the other Brewers game today, they had a 6-3 lead going into the bottom of the eighth at Seattle. Julio Rodriguez just hit a go-ahead grand slam for the Mariners. Six-run eighth inning, 9-6.
1-0 pitch is a bouncer foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1.
I guess you don't feel terrible if it's Julio Rodriguez doing that. I mean, you never want that to happen, but it's like, well, that's a great player.
Yeah.
He is great.
Yeah, I think he's one of the more exciting players to watch. I love watching Rodriguez play, especially when he's on top of his game. The 1-1 is fouled back and into the net. It's 1-2. You know, last year when the Mariners came to Milwaukee, it was early in the season, he was scuffling a little bit, and he wasn't playing Julio Rodriguez baseball. He got a little hotter in that second half, but he's just a fun personality. A couple of years ago when he was in the Home Run Derby and he had a really good first round, I remember watching it with my son and kind of watching it through the eyes of my son, a young baseball fan. 1-2 pitch to Cordova. It's a ground ball to second base. Baez digs it out of the dirt, tosses to first, and this ball game is in the books. Cordova grounds out, and the Brewers win this one, shutting out the Rockies by a final score of 6-0. But to watch my son kind of just in that moment kind of fall in love with Julio Rodriguez as a ball player, it made you realize how great those types of things are to show off these guys' personalities. And he's got a great one. He has a great demeanor about him, and very good for the game of baseball to have Julio Rodriguez in it. Much like Jackson Churio is going to be great for the game of baseball moving forward as well. Brewers win this one 6-0. We're back to wrap it up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
Looking for the latest in farm equipment and precision agriculture technology? Visit three booths, Gritz, Wapon Equipment, and Eden Equipment at the Wisconsin Public Service Farm Show April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. They're bringing top-of-the-line machinery and exclusive show specials. Stop by each of their three booths in Hangar C to chat with the teams and learn how working with Gritz, Wapon Equipment, and Eden Equipment will make your farm or business more efficient and profitable. Hangar C at the WPS Farm Show.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, the Brewers with a pretty complete effort overall here this afternoon.
Yeah, and their home spring slate with a shutout. A five-hitter over Colorado, 6-0 the final score. 6-9 for the Brewers. And 0-5 for the Rockies. Five hits. Brewers scored all four of their runs against the Colorado top pitching prospect, Chase Dolander. He takes the loss to fall to 2-3. Elvin Rodriguez, two scoreless innings at the outset on the mound for Milwaukee. Gets his first win of the spring, 1-2 for Elvin. 6,843 watched the finale at American Family Fields of Phoenix this spring. In a game that took 2 hours and 26 minutes to complete, looks like it'll be a split squad split for the Brewers today because they've given up now 7 in the bottom of the eighth at Seattle, including that Julio Rodriguez go-ahead grand slam. The Mariners played their starters the whole game. Brewers far from it. And Cal Raleigh's hit a couple of homers. Rodriguez, the grand slam. Blake Burke has homered. Wes Clark has homered for the Brewers in that one, but they trail 10-6 against the Mariners. That game's still in the bottom of the eighth. Here, final score 6-0. The crew will get you ready for the final day of the Cactus League and our webcast tomorrow right after this. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Sealbest White Elastomeric Roof Coating stops leaks and revives aged, flat, and metal roofs. It reflects the sun's heat to help you save on energy costs. And it's easy to apply with a brush, roller, or a sprayer. Shop our entire selection of Sealbest products today on Menards.com. Plus, check our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Back with you from the final time from American Family Fields of Phoenix here this afternoon and for the Cactus League as well. We'll be back with you for a webcast tomorrow on Brewers.com. We'll get underway maybe around 2:05. The game will follow at 2:10. Brewers and the Rockies at Talking Stick. Nestor Cortez, his final spring training tune-up of the year for the crew. Ryan Feltner will go for Colorado. Until then, I'm Lane Grindle with Josh Bauer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Again, the final score from American Family Fields of Phoenix here in Maryvale. Brewers 6 and the Rockies 0. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
The Movers!
An economic booster for rural economies as well. So it was run effectively. And I lived in Dunn County for 30 some years. I remember talking to physicians. I did a lot of research on rural poverty in a previous career. There are people who are malnourished, not just like they cannot leave their community to go in to these food pantries. So these pop-up pantries and things that they have in rural Wisconsin are critical for people who cannot afford to even drive into town. And so it is incredibly serious. And I think, you know, most people, regardless of their political affiliation, agree that we should try to keep things efficient and local and do the best that we can for those folks that are literally, malnourished.
Well, and I think it was just brought up, and I want to reiterate it again. This is fresh farm food. You know, these aren't bags of chips. These aren't, you know, processed by big food manufacturing. This is money that's being circulated through the local economy more than once, right? We hear people about that are hiring some part-time help to help, you know, to help them in these endeavors. Well, that also, you know, it creates employment. It creates food security. It creates a secure food supply lines, as you mentioned before. COVID really exposed a lot of these concerns. So as an investment on the dollar, it's hard to think of another program that would have the impact that this program, and it's I hate to say $4 million is not a big program, but it's really not, especially when you consider some of the monies that, I don't know, the president of the United States spends when he goes in Air Force One to go golfing, I believe, at about $3.5 million per when he's got to pull out the plane. You know, these efforts are being done, Julie, to effectuate a justification for trillions of dollars in tax cuts. And people can have an opinion whether or not they think that's righteous or just. Are your members and the people in your communities, do they recognize that this is the impetus for all of this? That's why we're doing this, is to justify and pay for tax cuts.
I think that there more work needs to be done on connecting the dots there for sure, Dom. I think that a lot of folks were excited, you know, maybe about more efficient government or wasteful programs being targeted, and they maybe didn't sign up for the kinds of cuts that we're seeing, and they weren't sure where they were going to be targeted. But rural America is going to be hit particularly lopsidedly in all of this. And, people, I think, are starting to put it together.
Do you have a moment to come around on the next segment as well? I want to ask about tariffs and what you saw as the impact currently and perhaps what was done in the past. But while we have just this one segment, I appreciate your time. The local politicians in these areas, has there been any discussions? Have they shown up at any of the meetings? Have they, you know, provided any insight, right, left, regardless of their political leanings? Are they involved in the community, and what are their thoughts? Have you heard anything?
We've heard a lot from local elected officials. We did have a town hall that we sponsored a few weeks ago. We offered it open to representatives. We're a nonpartisan organization. We invite everybody. And the only folks to show up were on the Democratic side of the aisle. Although I have seen, signs that GOP representatives are visiting food pantries and food banks. So that's good to see. We were disappointed that they didn't show up.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us. Julie Bomar, Executive Director from Wisconsin Farmers Union. Matt Rothschild as well. Jess P.S. working on the board. I want to get into some of the tariff conversations and what you're hearing on the current situation. Plus, I want to get your feedback on how it went the last time Donald Trump started a
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and all the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. The Schwabinator welcomes on Up North News' Christina Laurie to talk about the best frozen pizzas in Wisconsin and some inventions you might not know were from this great state.
Twice as much frozen pizza as the rest of the country. Wisconsin is the frozen pizza capital of the world. These are just some of the fun things you learn when you read Up North News, which is edited by our current guest, Christina Laurie, who joins us over the stream. Christina, here are some other fun facts that I thought were very funny. Pizza facts. 30% of Americans eat pizza at least once a week. 22% say they can finish an entire pie by themselves. That sounds like bragging. I'm not sure it should be. And then 19% enjoy a beer with their pizza. Seems like it should be higher.
All of those stats, I don't know, to me, don't they seem a little low? I feel like we might have a few liars because yes. I do think that more people than are admitting could finish an entire pizza.
I agree. I get like this spinach mushroom pizza, very thin crust. I can polish that up. It's only like the whole pizza is like 900 calories. You know, it's not like I'm bragging, but some of them are smaller.
No, it cracks me up. Like to look at the serving sizes sometimes on those frozen pizzas in grocery stores, it says like serve six. And I'm like, no, this looks like a personal pizza. There is a funny quote that said any pizza is a personal pizza with enough hard work and determination.
That was probably created in Wisconsin. It said, this is interesting too. Favorite topping was cheese. That shouldn't even be, I feel like that's not even a topping really. It just kind of comes with the pizza. But then it says, followed by pepperoni, 66%, sausage, 58%, and mushrooms, 53%. That surprised me. I know Conrad's shaking his head. He loves mushrooms on pizza, but were you surprised by that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't believe in vegetables on pizza. I believe in vegetables separately, but I don't want them touching
right.
My pizza.
Have a salad. Keep them off the pizza. And then one more piece of pizza tidbit I thought was interesting in what you wrote. Favorite chain, Pizza Hut, 31%, followed by Papa John's, 22%, and Domino's at 17%. I see Domino's vehicles all over the place. That surprised me. Like Pizza Hut almost doubling Domino's.
I completely agree with you. And out of those three, I do personally prefer Domino's.
Yeah, I do too. They make a pretty good thin crust pizza, I will say, for what it is, you know.
Yeah. Again, I will never say no to a pizza.
All right. So now that we've gotten everybody hungry, let's talk. You did another article about three inventions or three things that were created more or less in Wisconsin. Another great thing that you learn at Up North News, just informative. Stem cells, Social Security. Can you elaborate on these things that you wrote about?
Absolutely. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one that's surprised by these findings. I mean, I've lived in Wisconsin now for 8 years. I know many of your listeners have probably been, you know, lifelong Wisconsinites. But still, I mean, working in news for 8 years, I feel like I should know most things about the state. And every day I'm just like learning new things that were started here, a person who was from here, someone who has family living here. And these inventions just kind of like caught me off guard. So weather satellites, incredibly important for predicting, not predicting, actually forecasting the weather, especially now that there are so many, you know, layoffs of local meteorologists. Those are so important. That started here in the late 1950s. A lot of these inventions started at the UW-Madison. It was just like a hotbed of innovation. Social Security also started there. It's just incredible. So if there are any Badger alum, you probably know Whitty Hall. That's named after the father of Social Security, Edwin Whitty.
I love when I find stuff like that out. Like my son went to Madison. He lived on Doty Street. And then I was in the Edgewater Hotel once and I saw a picture of a guy named Doty. I'm like, oh, there you go. Same thing with Whitty Hall. I was going to ask you about that. So he's got a dorm named after him and he created Social Security. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, FDR, one of just kind of the most.
Certainly the longest serving.
You say nowadays. Yeah. I was going to say most admired, but nowadays I don't know if that's accurate. I hope it would. He's definitely one of the most impactful presidents. Sure. He handpicked Whitty to serve on committee on economic security, which helped create the Social Security Act of 1935, which 66 million people benefit from today. So that's a huge impact from just one Badger. And then last thing that was created here was just the entire process of space-based astronomy. It's pretty crazy just considering geographically how far away Wisconsin is from any of the places you typically associate with NASA. You know, you'd see rockets taking off from mainly Florida or sometimes Texas. But we are really just like pushing the forward space innovation. We have a great astronomical observatory here and the first iteration of the famous Hubble telescope.
And you, this might have been a separate article, but you talked about how the beginning of the stem cell research process started at UW. I mean, that's a pretty big deal too. It just, you read this stuff, it just makes you kind of proud, right?
Oh, very proud. Actually, so the fluid that they use when they perform transplants, like a kidney transplant or a liver transplant, it's actually called UW solution universally because that solution was created at the University of Wisconsin.
That's so great.
So, I mean, that's just such a life-saving innovation.
And one more thing along, kind of along these lines I thought was interesting is, like, you know, you grow up and when you move here, and even before I moved here, from Chicago, I'd heard about Vince Lombardi my whole life and how beloved he was, even by people in Chicago. Like, he's this iconic, famous coach. How much of a supporter he was of civil rights. That was a great article. Let's pick up here. Can you stick around for a few more minutes? Can we keep you just for a few more minutes? I know you have practice pretty soon behind you at the football field there, but we'll get you over there on time.
Christina, get ready for coach.
Christina Laurie is here. We're talking Vince Lombardi, and then we're going to talk pancakes before we let her go. We're having fun here at Nightlight with the editor of Up North News. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show,
this is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball bracket after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff extremely knowledgeable, and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Tell the movers!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Gazans are back under Israeli fire here at a building that housed displaced Palestinians and later in a hospital. Israel struck the largest hospital in southern Gaza, setting part of it on fire. The Gaza Health Ministry saying the surgical unit was destroyed, a patient died, and staff are wounded. Russia and Ukraine are set to hold ceasefire talks tomorrow, mediated by the U.S., but tonight Russia launched drone attacks all across Ukraine, killing seven. Evacuation orders now in Polk County, North Carolina, from wildfires. The order warns if you do not leave now, you could be trapped, injured, or killed. Fires have spread across the Carolinas, the governor of South Carolina declaring an emergency. March Madness, Florida rallies to a 77-75 victory over the Huskies, ending UConn's pursuit of a third straight title. This is ABC News. We have a